heads in the consumer packaged goods industry. Paul has over 20 years of experience working with industry leaders, including companies like Nestle, Coca-Cola, Gillette, and Johnson & Johnson. So jumping right in, what would you say, Paul, are the biggest trends facing CPG companies today?
I think there's two major ones. The first one is there's been a tremendous loss of pricing power due to retailer consolidation. And so as a result, packaged goods companies feel less in control of their pricing than they ever have. Some of the ways in which that manifests is that there's difficulty with price increases, increasing trade spend budgets, inequity between accounts, some customers that are getting prices they don't deserve, and also new products are very difficult to get on the shelf. The other key trend is managing prices globally. For example, just within North America, as exchange rates change, significant variation in price gaps, and this creates real pressure between countries, and there's a lot of gray marketing that goes on. There's consumers that are crossing borders in order to buy products. We see this in Europe in an even more significant way. We see this in Asia, Latin America, and products moving around globally. Even we've seen, for example, in the chocolate category, where products from Brazil ended up in the Canadian market, or products from Asia ended up in the U.S. market.
What advice do you have for companies that are currently facing these challenges?
We think that there's 8 core pricing processes that consumer packaged goods companies must master in order to price effectively. First of all, they really need to understand the level of pricing power that they have within the channel and across channels. And so make sure that they've got a pricing structure that promotes customer fairness and equitability, that's defensible, that they can stand behind. They also have to have good policies for managing requests for deals, such as comping. And they have to manage price increases very carefully and very strategically. So that all falls under the area of channel consolidation and how that affects pricing power. We also see other issues like new product price optimization, making sure you price for value when you launch, that you get the right price in place. There's data that clearly shows that your launch price affects the long-term success of your product. The lower the launch price, much more difficult to raise prices later on. With your existing products, are you optimizing the price level, the gaps between different SKUs in your lineup, and the promotions that you're offering? And there's a lot of analytical work that goes into that. There's a lot of good data, but companies are not utilizing the data effectively to get to the best possible answers. We also believe that retail price points and the whole psychology of pricing is a very important area that often gets overlooked. We see a lot of CPG companies that are taking a 2% increase based on some cost change that they've experienced, and they may be at a strategic price point like $3.99. If they go up 2%, what they're in essence doing is leaving a lot of room for the retailer to take the price point up much more than 2%. They'll go up to perhaps $4.29, an 8% price increase. And so the CPG company is leaving a lot of money on the table by not proactively managing price points and thinking about how that plays out in the marketplace. And then two other areas are competitive pricing skills. A lot of CPG companies really don't do a very good job of reading their competition, and it's not something where you can go talk to your competition, but typically if there's a price leader, a set of price followers in the marketplace, and being able to understand how that plays out and have a dramatic effect on your profitability. And then finally, the last area, managing foreign exchange. You find foreign exchange fluctuations can be very impactful in terms of profitability, and understanding when to adjust, how to adjust, and applying best practices in that area is very important. So those are the areas that we help clients with. We zero in on each of those processes, help them improve them, and improve their profitability accordingly.
So of those 8 processes, what are the most critical, or which 2 or 3 areas should companies focus on first?
Well, the one that I think is the most important one in the short term is to regain control of their pricing as it relates to executing price increases strategically. It's getting out of the cost-based pricing mindset. And then the other one is making sure that they've got equitability within their pricing and a clear set of pricing policies and guidelines as it relates to accounts. So I think that the most important thing that CPG companies do is that they sell value through creating fabulous brands. The key, in my mind, is to reconnect with your value make sure that you're pricing for value, that you are confident in terms of how you're pricing, and that you go to market with that confidence.
You're listening to the Pricing Solutions Podcast.